South African influencer Cyan Buji, real name Honor Zuma, has apologized after promoting a controversial overseas job scheme that raised fears of human trafficking. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The 24-year-old came under fire when one of her videos advertising opportunities in Russia for women aged 18 to 22 went viral. The posts, later deleted, promised a fresh new start through a two-year START program in Tatarstan, offering jobs and Russian language lessons. Following public backlash and a government warning about unverified job opportunities overseas, Cyan addressed her 902,000 Instagram followers. "Immediately when I saw the comments on my stories and on my videos, I knew that this is not something I stand with. Human trafficking is a very, very serious matter," she said, calling the experience a huge learning curve for herself and other influencers. Cyan, who also has 1.7 million TikTok followers, insisted she removed the content immediately, adding, "I didn't care about the money. I apologize, and I believe this is not something that will be repeated again." The controversy comes amid allegations that some recruits sent to Tatarstan ended up working in weapons factories producing drones used in Russia's war in Ukraine. South Africa's Deputy Justice Minister Andries Nel warned that such so-called opportunities often carry risks of exploitation. "Never rely solely on social media promotions or unsolicited adverts, always cross-check through official channels," he urged. The Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime reported in May that the START program misled recruits about job roles, working conditions, and education opportunities, with most ending up in drone production or support roles such as cleaning and catering. The backlash has sparked a petition calling on influencers to use their platforms to spread awareness about the dangers of trafficking rather than promoting suspicious job offers. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.